I want to bring this program this morning and dedicate it to the young people that live in a home that's got mothers and fathers to take care of them. The Lord gave one of the fifth commandments in the Bible that children are supposed to honor their mother and father. And even old people that still have a mother and father living are supposed to honor them as long as they live upon the face of the earth according to the Word of God. It was the Lord that made the heaven and the earth that gave this command that we honor our mothers, fathers, and mothers here upon this earth. It's the giver of life that gave this commandment. It's a God that got the days and years of your life. They are determined by Him how long you live upon this earth. And He's the one that gave this command to you and me. And you and me have an option on it with this commandment. He said you can honor your father and mother, and you'd live long upon the land that He gave unto us. You can dishonor your mother and father according to the Word of God and shorten your days upon this earth that you're living upon. The supreme authority of the universe gave this commandment to you and me to honor our mothers and fathers here upon this earth. And He promised a long life by doing this. Parents are dishonoring their mother and father, I think, is the entrance to that broad gate that will lead you away from your home, away from God, and all good influences upon your life. Why should children honor their mothers and fathers? They gave you life. They are responsible for you being here. They fed you. They clothed you. They washed you. They washed your clothes, washed your dishes, and kept your bed, protected and taught, and learned you to talk and walk. To take care of, they took care of you for the first 15 years of your life. They didn't charge you a thing for all that they bestowed upon you. Why shouldn't children honor their parents after all this kindness that their parents had showed to them the first 15 years of their life? This morning I want to talk to you about a boy who dishonored his parents after all the kindness and all the things they had freely did for him all his years. He's a young man now. I want to talk to you about the prodigal son. If you look in your Bible in the 15th chapter of Luke, to the 11th verse, the Lord Jesus Christ told a story about the prodigal son. He said a certain man had two sons. The youngest of them said to his father, "Give me the portion of good that falls to me." And he divided unto them his living. This young man wanted his portion that fall to him. He wanted to get out from under the influence of his father and his mother, under the government of his mother and father. And when a boy or girl dishonors their mother and father, they have to dishonor God to get to their mother and father and violate this fifth commandment. The God of the universe commanded you to honor and to respect your parents. Here's this young man dishonoring his father and his home by giving me my part now. And the father gave him his living or his share of all of his estate. What a sad picture this is. Now, I'd like to tell the young people that's over 15 years old, you're responsible to God and the laws of this country for your actions. And if you want your portion in a foreign country, your mother and father can't tie you and keep you at home. You can get your portion. Head for the world. And God will give you your portion. You say, I'm a church member. They don't tie you and drag you to church. You have a free will to go to church or not church. Not go. You can walk out of that church and get your portion like this young man here. And go out into the world like him, like he did. The only authority the church has is to persuade people, try to persuade people to come to church and live for God. They don't bind you and make no laws to compel you. And I see so many young people now. This is my 76th birthday. That's doing this exactly like this prodigal son. They're dissatisfied with home, the rules of home, the authority of their mother and father. They long for freedom. That's what this boy was doing. He was longing for his freedom and liberty. So he thought he wanted to be out from under the bonds of his parents. He wanted to be out from under the authority of God and out from under the rules of God. And he wanted to go, he did go into a far country, into a sinful country. Listen to this. The father divided unto him his portion of the estate, and not many days after the younger son gathered all together, took his journey into a far country, far from God, far from home, far from real friends. So many young people think that they can be happy getting out from under the influence of their mother and father, under the influence of the church, and out from under the influence of God. But in that far country, that sinful country, we find what happened to this boy. And there wasted his substance with righteous living. He went out into a far country, wasted all of his part of the state in righteous living. Living in a sinful country, spending the precious days and years of his life in righteous living, in rebellion against his parents, in rebellion against the laws of God. But let's notice the rest of this story. In the 14th verse it says, and when he had spent all of his inheritance is gone now. There arose a famine in the land. He needed the necessities of life. He didn't have them. And the greatest famine in that land was the famine of his soul, down in the depth of his conscience. He had never found that peace and that comfort in the land of righteous living. Now we find he's in a famine, a great famine. Let's see, notice how low this boy goes in a far country. He went and joined himself a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. My, he longed for freedom and liberty. Now his freedom, his liberty, his possessions is gone. And I, in my 76 years, have seen this happen over and over again. I've seen good citizens rebel against their family and against God and drift lower and lower down to the chain gang and down to the streets of the cities. One time they had a good home and had material things of life. They drifted down to a bum in the street, and that's what this boy has done now. He drifted as low as a Jew could drift, down feeding the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Friendless, friendless, not a friend in this far country. My, how you can drift down the river to ruin. Let me warn all the young people, don't play the fool like this young man that I'm reading about. Now he's friendless. His freedom's gone. He's in a far country feeding swine. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hard servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I want you to notice here, if this boy hadn't got in trouble, he's perishing, he's hungry, he's friendless. It brought him to his senses. He came to himself. Sometimes afflictions, we don't like to be afflicted, but they are a blessing to people. And whatever happens to you in life that brings you closer to God and causes you to come home to God is a blessing and not a curse. Because in this young man's affliction, penniless, friendless, perishing with hunger, he remembers home. He remembers the security of home. He remembers how nice it was to have a table set before him provided by his father and having free access to come and go as he pleased. He determined something here in his afflictions. He said, I will arise and go to my father there in that far country. This young man said, I'll arise and go home to my father. But let me tell you, here in this 18th verse, this young man arises and goes home to his father. But not many prodigal sons and daughters that runs off from home ever comes home. It's only a few that makes it back. You notice how insecure this boy was. What if he'd have got sick or some other problem happened to him out there with no money, no friends? And that happens to a lot of these prodigal boys and girls, most all of them that runs away from home. You'll find yourself helpless out here in a world. But he came to his senses, and he came home. And I might add here that all the prodigal sons and daughters don't leave home. They live a prodigal at home. And in the church, hungering for the far country and living in a far country while they still live at home. And a lot of times they disturb the peace and cause confusion in the home and in the church because they are prodigal away from God. And in disobedience and rebellion against their parents as they live in their homes. So let me warn all that's listening to me this morning, don't dishonor your father and living mother and live in a far country in home with them and cause them all the heartaches that young people are causing their parents in this evil day we're living in now. He said, I'll arise and go to my father. He arose to go to his father. And he makes up in his mind what he's going to tell his father when he gets home. He said, I'll say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven. This boy realized the day that he asked for his portion, he not only broke his father's heart, but he sinned against heaven. He sinned against God that was giving him life, in him whom he lived and moved and have his being. So when you rebel against your parents, you're not only rebelling against them, you're sinning against heaven when you do this awful thing. He tells us that, I'm going to tell my father, I've not only sinned against him, but I sinned before thee. So that I'm going home guilty. And that's the only way all through the Bible and the sinner can come home to God, is to become guilty. Even the Old Testament, you had to come guilty if you found any pardon and peace. And that's still true. So he's getting himself adjusted to be restored at home. I've drifted so low I don't deserve to be called by your name. He said, make me one of thy hard servants. He abhorred himself in this awful sinful condition in this far country. He becomes guilty before his father and guilty before God. And there was here, and he arose and came to his father. Notice how his father was looking and longing, and all the restless nights, no doubt, he had had longing to hear for this boy and for him to come home. But when he was a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Can you imagine such love as his father had for this boy in his ragged, filthy condition? Runs out and embraces him and hugs him and kisses him. The son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. The father steps in, stops him there and gives him complete acceptance back into his family. This is true repentance. The father said unto the servants, notice what else he did. Bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring in the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead. He had been dead in trespasses and sins, and now he come home guilty in repentance, found pardon and mercy. And he said, and now he's alive again, that the Lord makes a sinner alive when he comes home guilty. Said he was lost out yonder in the world of sin. Now he's found, and they begin to be merry. As I bring this to a close, when a sinner comes home like this, a prodigal son, boy or girl, the Lord will abundantly pardon, and you can find peace, pardon, and mercy, and have a new portion in the family of God. And this is my prayer as I bring this to a close.